First off, man, thanks a lot for talking to us about this. We have been supporters of Child's Play for a few years, but I really wanted us to do something bigger this year, and maybe next year we can go even bigger. And one thing I really wanted to do is just to make sure that our readers know about it, because Penny Arcade is kind of a, I guess you'd call, a multi-platform thing, and we're strictly Nintendo. So sometimes our audiences may overlap, but not completely. First off, I wanted to ask, where did you guys get the idea to do a charity by gamers for kids? Because I know the official story is that it was like a response to this negative article that some guy had written about video games. Was that really the inspiration, or was that a catalyst for something that you already had brewing?
It's sort of a combination of things. You know, I mean, at the time, this was, you know, quite a few years ago, I guess, four.
Mm-hmm.
4 years?
I think five.
Yeah, 4 years ago. We were trying to do two things, you know. I mean, we were trying to look for a way to sort of harness the power of, you know, what we knew was a pretty massive community, even at the time, to do something good. And also looking for a way to maybe provide a counterpoint to all of the negative press that was sort of swirling around about games at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sort of put our heads together and came up with the idea of creating a wish list for the Seattle Children's Hospital, posting that online, and just, you know, giving our readers the opportunity to purchase toys for our local hospital here. And at the time, we really had no idea sort of how it would grow. I mean, that was the extent of our vision.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we originally had all the toys being shipped to my house. I just thought that I would take a carload over, you know, when it was done. And it quickly filled my garage and in my living room and my kitchen, and ended up having to get some warehouse space. And so we realized almost immediately that we were sort of onto something. And I think since then, as we've, you know, sort of moved on with the charity and we've added more hospitals, that original idea of the charity as a, you know, a way to counteract bad press really fell off to the side, and now I'm sort of actually embarrassed that that was ever even a part of it. Because it, obviously, I mean, the charity never really got much mainstream press. That first year it got a little bit, but they almost always misrepresented us. And so we didn't get the sort of response that we were hoping for, but it didn't matter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a great event anyway that part of it really hasn't bothered us since. And even to this day, I mean, it's really not covered by any of the mainstream press.
But now Child's Play is kind of like an official nonprofit organization kind of a deal, and you guys have administration for it and everything, right?
Yeah, I mean, that happened, well, I mean, right away we were an official nonprofit. I mean, we set up all the paperwork and everything. And,
okay.
And, but we do, you're right, we have Kristen Lindsay, who is the, I don't know what you, I guess she's sort of the, she coordinates the whole charity for us, you
mm-hmm.
know. She's the one that hospitals deal with in order to get put on the list, and she organizes the wish list, and she's really sort of taken it as her, you know, her main priority. She does that, and she also is the volunteer coordinator for PAX. So.
Oh, okay. So I know there are, in addition to the wish list that you guys have up on Amazon, people can donate cash, and then you also have this charity auction / dinner up in Seattle. And
yeah.
I think a lot of Penny Arcade readers would love to go to that, but we can't because we don't live anywhere near Seattle. So for those of us who can't go, can you kind of give us an idea of what that event is like in person, and also what do you do personally to prepare for something like that where you're sort of the star?
Well, I mean, so first question, it is, it's really sort of an opportunity for a bunch of dorks to get together and pretend that we are not dorks. And I mean, it's fun because everyone comes, like I'm wearing a tux, Jerry's in a tux, a lot of the guys wear suits. The girls all go out and buy, you know, fancy dresses. We go to this incredible venue and have, like, an awesome dinner. And there's hors d'oeuvres and, you know, people walking around with champagne. And it's just, like, it's not the sort of thing that we normally do as gamers, you know?
Right.
It's not the sort of event we normally attend. But when you're there with, and you know that everyone else is there just like you, and it's all, I don't want to say pretend, but it's all in fun. You know, everyone's having a good time.
Right.
It's really, it's just great. And so, yeah, I mean, so you show up, there's sort of a mingling period at the beginning where you can have a drink, have some hors d'oeuvres. There's a silent auction with a lot of items out that you can bid on. After about an hour or so, we move into the main hall. Everyone has sits down at the table, dinner served, while Jerry and I MC a live auction. And that's where the things like an appearance in a comic strip, or like this year we have a, you know, fully paid trip to Harmonix and a tour of the studio, copy of Rock Band, all the, you know, all that stuff. That's where the big ticket items go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sort of, we also have, usually have a speaker from a children's hospital come out and sort of talk about what the charity actually means to a hospital, which is always really nice. And that's, you know, that's pretty much the evening. As far as what we do, honestly, it, compared to PAX, this doesn't even stress me out at all. And this is just something I look forward to every year. Like PAX, I will spend, I'll spend the 3 weeks before PAX just like not sleeping, sweating, like that still makes me nervous. But the Child's Play thing, man, I could, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. I can do that easy.
So that's a pretty, as you say, like a really high class event. And from what I can tell, it seems like it's pretty expensive to attend that, and especially if you want to bid on items. Most of the items are going to end up going for a lot of money. So for everyone else who can't go to Seattle and can't afford to go to something like that, it seems like there are a lot of spinoff events. We just saw the conclusion of Desert Bus for Hope, which
yeah.
I was checking out every single day. It's really addictive just to watch those guys play the worst game ever made.
That game is horrible. I mean, and to think, like, I mean, if you mess up, what was it? If you get pulled over, you have to start all the way back at the beginning. You get towed back in real time.
Right.
Do
you,
oh my
you
God.
Get towed back in real time? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you do.
That's amazing. So I just saw that that event just ended, and they raised over $22,000 for Child's Play.
Yeah. They played for 4 days and 12 hours.
And there's also a party that's happening in about 2 weeks in Denver and Brooklyn called Fundraiser that's started by Brian Crescente and I think his name's Joel something. I forgot.
Yeah.
But yeah, the guys from Kotaku. So what do you make of these events? Have you ever been able to attend one of them?
You know, I mean, we haven't attended anything like that. I mean, we really just sort of focus on, we have the charity dinner that we put on here, and then now we also do a poker tournament that, you know, in order to raise money. So, I mean, obviously, I'm really sort of blown away and humbled that people are sort of taking it upon themselves to start up events in their area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just, I hate to use the word proud because it sounds like I'm not their dad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And, but I am. I'm really, there are times where that's the right word, where I'm really proud of the community. And I don't mean that to belittle them. You know?
Yeah, yeah, totally. And for people who are interested in starting up a similar event to support Child's Play in their local community, do you have any random ideas for how they might do that? I mean, obviously, Desert Bus is pretty creative.
Super creative. I mean, obviously, honestly, anything like the fundraiser is really just a get together to play games and have a good time. You know, like a LAN party is fine. Just getting together at some local LAN center to play games. I mean, that's really all you need to do.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to be as creative as the Desert Bus guys, although it's certainly funny.
Yeah, and pretty effective.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But if you do something like that, you might have to play the worst game ever made for 100 hours. So
yeah, I don't
there
think
are drawbacks.
They knew exactly what they were getting into.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, you also have people that are doing their own sort of private eBay auctions. Things like, I don't know if you saw the Keyblade that's up on eBay right now.
Oh no, from Kingdom Hearts.
It's a cosplay. Yeah, it's a cosplay Kingdom Hearts blade that somebody made, handmade, that's just gorgeous. There's all kinds of stuff like that. Things that people, you know, there was a girl there for a while who was doing portraits of your WoW character. She's a really talented artist. She would draw your WoW character, and then the money would obviously go to Child's Play. Like, the people are just coming up with all different sorts of ways to support the charity, and it's really impressive.
So, with all this cash being donated through various things, including directly to Child's Play at the website, how does that cash used to supplement the things that are bought directly through the Amazon wish list?
Well, it's a couple different ways. I mean, usually what will happen is at the end of the year, we'll take a look and see which hospitals maybe didn't receive as much support as others, and we'll take the cash that we got and just go in and fill out that hospital's wish list ourselves, mm-hmm. you know? But then there's also things like last year where we sent a pretty sizable donation of to Project Hope, which was sort of a doctor who was trying to prove that kids who play video games while they're on dialysis machines will ask for less pain medication. Hmm. And he was trying to sort of set up a network of hospitals so kids could play, like, on Xbox Live together while they were in hospitals. And so whenever we sort of see something like that, like a project going on that seems to be in line with the goals of Child's Play, we, you know, support that with the cash that's come in.
Right.
We're super careful about it, you know. I mean, most of it ends up just going right back into the hospital's wish list. But occasionally, like I said, there will be some project that just seems like a no-brainer, like it just fits too well with what we want to do.
So I don't know what the timeline is for this, but like around Christmas or even after Christmas, do you guys get a chance to go to at least the hospital in Seattle and check out the physical results of what you've done and what everyone else has done?
Well, you know, I mean, we haven't done that since the very first year. We actually had to take the toys to the hospital ourselves. We weren't smart enough to figure out that it would be easier just to ship them there. So we had them in a warehouse, and we actually filled an entire semi-truck. We had a bunch of Penny Arcade readers show up at, like, 6 in the morning. We filled a semi-truck and drove it over to the children's hospital, and we got to unload them there into there. They actually had a room that was like a swimming pool room that was empty, mm-hmm. and we filled that room with toys, and that was sort of the only time we actually went to the hospital. I mean, in our heads, we'd always sort of imagined ourselves sort of going there and playing with the kids and seeing the playrooms and that sort of thing, but it turns out that these kids are in pretty bad shape a lot of the time, and contact with outside people is, like, strictly prohibited. Like, you really just can't get into these areas. I mean, it's for the kids' sake, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, you walk in there with a cold, and, I mean, it would just be horrible. So.
Right.
I mean, we don't go now, but a lot of times hospitals will send us pictures. I posted a bunch of pictures last year of kids playing the DSs that they got sent and that sort of thing, and that's always really fun to see. But we did get a tour of the hospital, and we saw the playrooms where the kids get to play, and we saw how they're sort of, I guess, furnished. And it was neat to see, like, you know, our stuff filling up these playrooms, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of the DSs, last year didn't Nintendo donate like a pretty massive number of DSs for Child's Play?
Yeah, I don't know the number, but we have a room here in the office that was our ping pong room, and it was floor to ceiling filled with boxes of DSs. Like, it was crazy.
That's pretty amazing, especially considering they really need all the stock that they can get in stores this time of year, because they're going to sell out anything that hits a store shelf. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculously generous of them.
Yeah. That's awesome. So one thing that that some of us were wondering is how you guys get involved with these hospitals that are literally around the world, like in places like Egypt, because Child's Play started with just one hospital, and then it seems to expand every single year.
Yeah, I mean, we really sort of rely on our readers, because in order for a hospital to get on the list and get a wish list generated for it, they have to contact us. And so we rely on our readers to sort of find their local hospitals, tell them about Child's Play, and then we get contacted. So any hospital that you see on the list is either because someone, you know, at the hospital physically heard about Child's Play and contacted us, or more than likely a reader in that area told them about us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it seems to happen most of the time.
So, I mean, you guys, you're going on the fourth or fifth year of this, and obviously, I mean, it's working pretty spectacularly. Do you have any ideas to expand it in an unusual way, in the future? I mean, do you have any ideas to really go crazy with it? One idea that one of our staff members had was maybe somehow integrating this with PAX. Do you have any ideas in that vein?
Well, I mean, right now, just sort of adding hospitals to the network is really our main goal. And that charity, as it is right now, works so well because we're really able to do it without any kind of overhead costs. Like, Child's Play, I think, is one of the few charities where there's no, like, we don't actually take any administrative fees. Any time that we put into the charity is just donated. And it works that way because a lot of it is still automated, you know? I mean, once the wish lists are generated, people click on the toy they want and it just gets shipped right to the hospital. So, as far as expanding in any weird ways, you know, it works now. I think we're just going to sort of keep going and keep adding hospitals. We're hesitant to connect Child's Play too much with Penny Arcade just because there are certain hospitals, and there have been hospitals in the past that are hesitant to work with Child's Play because of Penny Arcade. You know, I mean, obviously we're not a kid-friendly site, and you know, there's some questionable content on there, and so anything that we can do, we try our best to really distance the two brands. I mean, if you go to the Child's Play site, there's really no mention of Penny Arcade. There's no link, certainly, back to our site. We could do something at PAX, and we may end up doing that eventually, but it's going to have to. We're going to be very careful about it and make sure it's the right thing to do, and it doesn't alienate any of the hospitals, you know.
I can't imagine any hospital having a problem with Daddy Two PPs.
Yeah, you know, different strokes for different folks, right?
It seems like we always hear a lot about Child's Play around the holidays. What are there any operations that go like year round? Is this what Kristen
Well, I mean,
works on most of the year?
technically, Child's Play is a year-round event. I mean, those wish lists are live all year, and honestly, people are always buying stuff. I mean, it's not much, you know, but things get bought year-round for the various hospitals. We only choose to actually sort of focus on it and promote it between November and like January, just because if we tried to do it year-round, I don't think it would generate the kind of support that it does when it's more focused. I think people might get sort of tired of it. This way, when it comes around every year, I think it's more exciting and people really get into it more. And people are just more open to giving at this time of year, you know. I mean, for whatever reasons they have, this is the time when people feel like being charitable.
What is the number one best way for people listening to this or reading this to get involved?
Well, the best thing to do is to just go to Child's Play, charity.org, find the hospital, either one in your local area, there might be one, or just pick a hospital at random off the map, and you'll get their wish list right away. The way I do it is I just buy the stuff that I would want if I was a kid in that situation. So, you know, DS, Pokemon game, books. I mean, go ahead and make your order, and then it gets shipped right to the hospital. I mean, that's the easiest way to do it, and honestly, that's the best thing to do, I think.
So one last question, because we're a Nintendo website, I had to ask this. Do you guys have any plans or have you thought about bringing your game Penny Arcade Adventures over to WiiWare since it's been announced for Xbox Live Arcade?
It's definitely something that we're investigating. I don't think I can say anything more than that. I'll say I would love to. I would love to do it, and I hope we can.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Mike, and
Yeah, no problem.
we really appreciate what you're doing, and hopefully everybody who hears this is going to try to help out.
Well, honestly, it's what everybody is doing, you know? So,
Everybody's doing
get your
it.
readers.
Get on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the opportunity, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to us.